We sang. There's a question here. You have to ask a question. The Rebbe is building something. He's saying, because if you knew how distant Avera and Ayid is, what the paradox is, you would know that it's impossible for them to be able to carry the weight of this, of the weight of this thing, because something that is totally unrelatable can't coexist. That's where the Rebbe is going, right? He's telling you there are two things that are completely unrelatable, and if you understand that that where a Jew comes from is so spiritual, that some and Avera is so not spiritual, as Avera, any kind of Avera is the opposite of spirituality. Spirituality is it, and an Avera is something finite. You use one of your five senses to do something that is the opposite of where you come from. So they're unrelated, and once two things that are unrelated, it's a load. That's what the Rebbe is going. It's a heavy load. That means let's understand. So let's be misamic a little bit more. When somebody's carrying something heavy, carrying 100 pounds, it's heavy, right? It's heavy to carry 100 pounds. But why is it heavy? Because what if he was a giant? 100 pounds would be nothing, right? What makes something heavy on a person? The less relatable it is physically to the body, let's go with physical, more relatable to the body, the easier it is to carry. The less relatable, the heavier it is to carry. So the Rebbe is saying something. He's saying that Rachmanis is something that a person, the weight of the pain is translated into weight. It's too heavy for him to carry. So I'm feeling the heaviness of the pain. Let's call pain. But pain, the way the Rebbe is translating pain here, he's translating it into heaviness. And first of all, that's a question. How does pain, suffering, equate to heaviness? How the Rebbe is translating pain. One second. Who says Yisurim is weight? Who says Yisurim is heaviness? But understand that he's saying that even the physical suffering, right? What is the suffering? What's a Yisurim? It's physical, right? Usually, I mean, yes, it's emotional, mental, but physical. Those are the sufferings that you're seeing. Or there's also a spiritual suffering, right? When the Hamas killed 1,200 people, was it just the Rachmanis on the families, or was it Rachmanis on Gans Klal Yisrael? That they want to kill us. They want to take away our identity. They want their land, and they want to annihilate us. Hitler wanted to annihilate us. Spanish, they all, Pari wanted to, there is, Haman wanted, there is, so what's the Rachmanis? The suffering, what's the suffering? That we are in a tzara. It was only the 1,200 people that got killed. What about, but it was a threat to the existence of Gans Klal Yisrael, which means we all understood they were killed because they were Jewish. Why? It could have been us. It could have been all of us. It could have been, if they had the opportunity, they would kill all of us, just like they did this. This was just a simon to what they wanted to do. So that is suffering. Klal Yisrael is suffering, right? In a global sense. He's taking for granted that Rachmanis is on Yisurim. Where is Rachmanis? On suffering. What is the suffering? Financial, emotional, physical, spiritual. That is when a person is suffering, you have Rachmanis. When a kid goes off to derech, you have Rachmanis on the kid, you have Rachmanis on the parents. What is the Rachmanis? The suffering, the pain. So the Rebbe is telling you, what is that pain? That pain is weight. The heaviness that the person is carrying, each person is carrying. If they're carrying a weight that is not that heavy, I don't feel compassionate to them. If they're carrying a weight that is heavier than them, then I feel compassion. As the Rebbe, all the Yisurim that there is in the world is nothing. All the suffering that I see in the world, the weight of that suffering is nothing compared to the weight of the Averis. Even though the Averis, I don't see the suffering, I don't see the pain. In Yisurim, I see it's visible as suffering. And that's what gives me compassion. Suffering. The Rebbe says, no, there's a deeper understanding to the understanding of this suffering. The depth of it is that it's weight. It's too much weight for them to carry, and that's why you're feeling bad. You think it's because you're feeling bad because you're feeling that pain. Yes, that the pain is that they're suffering with something that's too heavy for them to carry. Says the Rebbe, the heaviness of an Avera, which you don't see the suffering, is much heavier than the why. Because if you knew where the Yid is coming from, and you were able to see the Jew from in the place of his real place, which is that he has so much Kedusha and Ruchnius and Dakusam, you would understand that the weight of the Avera is so much heavier than the weight of any kind of suffering in the world, because any kind of physical suffering doesn't compare to this spiritual suffering weight, because they are two unrelated things that they can't, and two unrelated things completely cannot coexist when they're two unrelated. They're so unrelated. So if it does coexist, it means that the weight is so heavy, it's impossible for them to carry it. Chab, what we're saying here? The Rebbe, not this is what the Rebbe is saying. If you do 1 + 1, you'll see that what the Rebbe is saying here is that they're coming from such a holy spiritual place, and they're so delicate that this thing called Avera is so heavy for them, it's impossible for them to carry it. So therefore, any suffering that I see in the world is nothing compared to this weight. Because the suffering that I see in the world, as heavy as it is, they're still able to carry it and exist with it. Otherwise, they die, right? So that means the only suffering that there is in the world is the suffering of Averus. Because if there would be a Hechetimsa of suffering that doesn't have Averus, it's not considered Yisurim. It's not considered suffering. What do you mean it's not considered suffering? But the guy is suffering. So I'm not supposed to have Rachmanis on it? In other words, what is he saying? And look, he goes even further with it. And now he's teaching Ein Yisurim B'Loyovin. The pashtus of Ein Yisurim B'Loyovin means there is no such thing as Yisurim without an Avera. And the Rebbe is saying, no, Ein Yisurim B'Loyovin means if there was no Avon, then it's not considered Yisurim. Which is a big chiddush. So what is he saying here? He's saying that if I don't, is he saying that there is no Yisurim without an Avera? Or is he saying that there is Yisurim without an Avera?
Yeah, what is he saying? I don't know.
The suffering is nothing compared to the Avera. That's for sure. And for sure, Al Pi Pashas, he's telling you that anytime you see a Surim, there must be an Avera. So now the question is, every time I see a Tzaddik suffering, he did an Avera? Answer is no. He's not talking about the individual. He's talking about Yisrael. From the beginning of the Siv, if you'll notice, he's talking about Yisrael Am Kadosh. Yeah. So talking about Yisrael Am Kadosh. He's talking about the nation. So this Yisurim that I see is because the Averis of the nation. So is there a Hechetimsa where there is no Averis of the nation? Unless he's talking about a time when there won't be. And there still will be suffering, but that suffering won't be considered suffering. I don't know. I'm not telling you to say, I'm not saying something I know. I'm saying that the heaviness of an Avera, and the question is, what is the equation of suffering to a heaviness, unless you say that the suffering is also heavy. The whole rachmanis of the suffering is the heaviness of it.
So
because the main yisurim is only when they fall into averus. So that is the main rachmanis, is to have rachmanis, and not just to have rachmanis. Do the action of lerachim is to do the action of the rachmanis to take them away from the heaviness of their averus. That means it's too heavy for them. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, every time Klal Yisrael fell into an Avera, he was Moshe Nefesh, and he davened for them, going by Meraglim and Kayotza, like the Meraglim and Meraglim, etc. Because he knew that according to their Kedusha and delicacy and refinement, they're distant from him. And therefore, he understood they cannot carry Bechlal this Avera. So therefore, he was Maisa Nefesh and Davin for them. So now, here, I want you to ask me 10 questions. You're saying, how does Neiflim equate to carrying, to heaviness?
Yes.
If I'm falling, it means I'm not carrying. I fell out of something. How about this? Neiflim means I fell from somewhere to somewhere. Where did I fall from? To where did I fall from, and where am I? Where did I fall to?
Yeah.
So, let's just try to make sense of it. So I fell from Yedia. I fell from Yedia into Ruashtos, which we're about to see soon.
Yeah.
So that means I fell out of Yedia, because if I would be in Yedia, Sashem, I wouldn't have an Avera. I fell out of Yedia, out of Das. I fell out of Das. And where did I fall to? Ruashtos. So now, Das, let's say I am Das. Let's say my Neshama is Das. So Das cannot carry Ruashtos. Correct?
And so
let's just try to put it into a thing. It's just hitting me now, by the way. This is new. What we're doing now is new to me. So we're working it out together, which I love, because now we're finally doing something that I didn't learn yet. I learned it, but I wasn't a medayik here, but we're doing something together. We're going to come out. So perhaps we could say that the Ruashtos, which is the Aver, which we're going to see soon, is heavy. And that's why I'm Neuflim. Why am I Neuflim? I'm falling from the heaviness. When do you fall down? When it's too heavy, right? Can't carry it. You fall down. You're Neufel. So now that would explain how Nefila and Masa Kavod are working together. That means the Das, the Ruashtos, is something very heavy. The Ruashtos, which is the Avera, is something heavy, too heavy for me to carry, too heavy for my soul. My soul cannot carry this heaviness. My soul cannot carry this heavy, and that is really suffering. Let's go back to Yisurim. What is Yisurim? Let's talk about physical Yisurim. Physical Yisurim is my body is falling.
Yeah. My trying to get back to where
it
was.
Can't. My body, when a person's sick, any kind of sickness, because his body is falling under the influence of whatever the infection is, or whatever is his body is going through, he's also neufel. He's also falling because it becomes heavy. So now we can understand that Yisurim are why physically Yisurim are heavy. Spiritually, Ruashtos is something heavy. It's something too heavy. It's my body is falling to this spiritual infection. I'm falling from my Das because something is too heavy for me to carry to be able to maintain my Das. The Ruashtos is too heavy for me to carry to maintain my Das. Oh, it's Nisroike Moicha. So everybody asked the question, what does it mean, Nisroike Moicha? How does it, what, Adrabah? Well, the more I explain it to my Talmud, then I get it even more. So it's not Nisroikin. Where does it go? Where is it dumped to? So one of my chavrus has said a gevaldik pshat, and I like it, and I feel like it's, I see it now even more. Nisroikin Moichai from the Ruach Shtus. It's not Nisroikin Moichai from the Das. What's blocking the next makif of coming? It's not the Das that's blocking. Das.
It's not found yet.
It's the Das part never leaves you. The Das part is something you can, what's Das? Connection. So I don't lose that connection in order to get the makif. But so what's leaving my mayach? What's leaving my mayach is the Ruach Shtus. Because even when I get a makif, there's always a little bit of Ruach Shtus left still there from my previous Avera that I now got a makif to. So now I'm going to get so it's Nisroikin Maichai from the Ruach Shtus. According to what we're saying, that the Nefila is because of the heaviness. As soon as you take off the load, I get up. It's not that I'm only falling. You see, we interpret a fall as if I fell from the one flight of stairs. I fell down a flight of stairs. No. The nefila is that I can't carry it. I'm still here. Take off the load and I'm right there. I'm right back up. The only reason why I'm down on the floor is because it's too heavy for me. So it's not that I fell down like I fell off something. I can't carry it, so I fell. Because I collapsed. I can't carry it. It's too heavy for me. Take off the load. Boom, I'm right back up. I'm right there. So what I'm saying is that the equation between the nefila and heaviness here is understood a little bit more, because it's not a nefila. The nefila is not what I understand as I fell down a flight of stairs. I didn't fall down. I collapsed because I can't carry the load. That's a nefila. So if you take off the load, I'm not in the field anymore.
Okay, so according to what...
You took off a pound, I tried picking myself up, boom, I fell down. You took off another pound, but you took off 50 pounds, whoa, now I can... I still carry, but now I can still carry. Right. You took off 75 pounds, oh, it's even lighter. You took off 85 pounds, 90, till you take off all the Ruach Shtus, and then I'm standing, I'm not Neufel anymore, I'm rising, I'm there, perhaps. Wow. time I fall out of das, it's a nefila and it's heavy. And every time I get das, it's getting lighter, and it's not heavy. And that's the suffering, and that's the equation to suffering. Let's leave that for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Yeah. Be'ezras Hashem. Have a wonderful day. Shkoyach.